one of your priority pieces of legislation making its way through at least House committee right now.
Right. So we're really excited that Senate Bill 646 has now been heard and passed in the House in the same evening. This is our suicide prevention and awareness bill. And once again, the parents of Avery Cantor, both Rick Cantor and Carol Cantor, came, and many others came to testify in support of this legislation. The committee had good questions, but you could see how compassionate they were about this issue and how understanding they were about the need to help train our educators how to spot the signs and symptoms. So they were willing to vote it out that night. It was voted unanimously. That bill has one more step in the process at the committee level in the House. And then if it is passed there, it will go to the floor. If it's passed in both those places with no amendments, then we will have passed legislation. Also, Representative Jeannie Lauer, who is carrying the companion bill on the House side, hers is moving through the process and is due over here to be voted on in the Education Committee, I believe, next week. So I think we're in pretty good shape if things continue on a normal route as we move towards the end of session. So I think the idea that we're going to, you know, really help prevent young people from taking their lives by suicide is, I think it's very positive for what can get done in the legislative session. We also passed and had voted on this week a Falun Gong bill that I had brought before a committee, a Senate committee last week. So this week they voted on it. What this does, it's a resolution that says that we support people in their practice, that we do not support the human rights violations that go on against the Chinese people who practice this meditative, thoughtful exercise kind of process. And really, we heard some horrific stories about the human rights violations, and I'm really happy to report that this committee passed this bill unanimously, and now it will go into the next step in the process and, you know, hopefully to the Senate floor. Just today, we finished going through our budget bills. And again, this is a $27 billion plus budget. You know, we like to take some time and sort of pour through the things that we care about and those things that concern us. And I'm going to talk about a couple of areas of concern and then give you one that I'm pretty excited about. So our K-12 budget, which is Budget Bill 2, because it's the state's second most important priority after it pays its bills. I didn't support that particular education funding bill because we underfunded public education K-12 yet again this year, this time by about $490 million. Now, it's still the biggest education budget bill that we've had. It was a $71 million increase over last year. But we made a commitment to our kids when we put this formula into place that we would be fully funding this education formula. And when you're short by $490 million, we're leaving a lot of schools without resources that they need, including teachers, because most of this money in our district does go to support educators. Also in the budget bills, and I think I talked about this last week, the effort to take Medicaid dollars away from reimbursement of Planned Parenthood when low-income people who are Medicaid recipients go to Planned Parenthood for their reproductive health services. So very disappointing that that went through the chamber yet again. We've done some things to change the dollars that we use. We've turned away $8 million in federal funding in order to try to stop Medicaid reimbursements from going to Planned Parenthood. And, you know, as we know, there are 13 Planned Parenthood clinics around the state. Only one of them provides abortions. That's in St. Louis. The rest of them are there to help with all kinds of medical screening, health checks for men and women, pregnancy tests, and access to contraception. And so those things that low-income people will not be able to access through Planned Parenthood because they can't afford to anymore, because they will have to pay rather than Medicaid reimbursing for those costs, is really disheartening. In addition, we saw federal dollars that come over as a block grant that have been used to help provide temporary assistance for needy families. So families with one or two or three kids or more that receive dollars to help them in their process of taking care of their families while they're out looking for a job. There are certain requirements. We cut way back on those dollars last year by cutting the number of months a family is eligible to receive those payments. And this year, savings from that program was put into funding alternatives to abortion. So $4.3 million now going to alternatives to abortion. And it's suggested that these low-income people who can't go to Planned Parenthood anymore may go to one of these kinds of services cases where alternatives to abortion mean that these low-income families may just end up having more children. And it's this sort of vicious cycle that we create through our funding priorities. So disappointing to see the money go there when it could have been helping families get back on their feet, take care of themselves, you know, get back to work. On a brighter note, one of the bright spots today that I saw was that $450,000 had gone to College Bound, which is a St. Louis program that meets with kids starting in high school. And these are kids who have a goal and a dream. They want to go to college. They want to do well in school. They're from very low income families. And this is the first time that the state has provided funding to help support College Bound, which is now completely privately funded. College Bound for low income students is something that can be copied and done throughout the state. And I think starting with this important funding, College Bound's goal will be to expand throughout the state of Missouri and maybe to provide a national model. So we're delighted to see this money that's been put in for College Bound into our budget. We also did, in addition to the budget bills today, in the last couple of days, we've been working on ethics legislation, ethics that falls a little bit short in my view. We certainly haven't and doesn't look like we will work towards limiting campaign contribution amounts. So there will continue to be big dollars in politics and in campaigns. And we aren't doing anything to provide transparency for people who are currently able to hide their names and hide the fact that they're donating, in many cases, large amounts of money and funneling them through 501c4 corporations. So we aren't going anywhere with those really important pieces of ethics legislation that will provide true transparency to the constituents and the voters of this state. We did put in a ban on a legislator becoming a lobbyist until 6 months after his or her term has expired. So that was a small step forward. Things went a little bit crazy last night, and we actually were there on the floor till midnight because there was strong disagreement over whether gifts and meals should be completely banned, or as one legislator wants to see happen, a lobbyist should be able to spend $40 on a legislator or his or her family for any one event, any day of the year, and every day of the year, if they so choose, that a legislator serves. So that sort of shut the place down last night at midnight, and I don't know if we'll be coming back to the lobbyist gift ban or not, but that was where it ended. So last night we did that. Today we came into session and, again, worked hard on these budget bills and got those passed. Today, I was really proud to see several classes of fourth graders from Spady School. That is the school where my kids attended, located in Creve Coeur. And Tracy Ward was the teacher who was sort of leading the large, very well-mannered pack. And Tracy was my older son's third grade teacher way back in the day. So it was great to see Tracy again and to see those wonderful students who always brighten our day when they come here to the Capitol. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again next week.